Hello, welcome to the blog Music Art Culture with your host, Dominique LaRue. It is a pleasure to be speaking with you all this evening. Did you catch the Super Bowl? That's my first question. Second question is, what did you think? Well, I can tell you what, it was a good game. I actually didn't plan on watching the Super Bowl. I got invited to a Super Bowl party. I can tell you right now, I was really disappointed that the Rams lost. It started off as a slow game. I really thought that they had a chance when it got tied 3-3. Then out of nowhere, the Patriots came in 10-3. Then it went from 13-3, and you were just waiting for the Rams to come back and get control of the game after they started to show some really great momentum. But unfortunately, the Hail Mary pass didn't really go too far. And what does that mean? Well, at the end of the day, basically they missed the field goal. Yeah, that happened. Well, in other news, I did hear that it was the lowest score game in the history of the Super Bowl. So the Rams did actually make a record. No trash talk here. Actually, I'm really happy that the Rams made it to the Super Bowl like everybody else. And to be totally honest, you win some, you lose some, but at least you made it all the way to the finals and you played. So I think it just gives them a really great opportunity to come back even stronger when the stadium is done in Inglewood and they can actually win that Super Bowl championship at home. Yeah. So that's how I feel about it. If you caught the game, well, you saw it for yourself. Other fun things that happened during Super Bowl time. Well, the performances and the commercials. Who caught those? I can tell you one thing. My favorite, I maybe had... Well, you know what? First, yes, let's talk commercials and then let's go on with the performances. I can tell you for the commercials, I did enjoy the Kia commercial. I love the commercial where all the football players were at the ceremony and they started tackling the floater ball. That was awesome in itself. What else did I like? What else? The Lyft commercials were actually pretty cool too. The texting and, hey, dad, you know, you looking for pasta recipes and it's not Google. He's actually texting his kid and then Lyft comes up and T-Mobile pops up. And I think it's just really awesome. Those were kind of, you know, quirky, fun ones. And really quick, what else? Well, when it comes to the performances, it was very interesting. I will say because it was in Atlanta. First off, Atlanta was the it place to be in for the Super Bowl. Everybody was there who wanted to be there, who needed to be there. They were there. There were so many activities, so many parties, so many programs, so many performances taking place. It was a really good, strong look for the city. It clearly is a revenue builder. I mean, come on now. Wherever the NFL goes, wherever the Super Bowl is, people want to go. It's the number one ticket, number one sport. So, of course, it's a hallmark, and everybody's got to be there. Now, Gladys Knight opened the show with the national anthem. Haley and Chloe were there, two young girls who are also singers, proteges of Beyonce. They're amazing. We had Dr. King's daughter actually there for the coin toss, the opening coin toss. So definitely a lot of staples came out who were very important to the local culture and community there in Atlanta, Georgia. But also you had Maroon 5, you know, people love Adam Levine, global phenomenon group right there. Big Boy, of course, from Outkast. Travis Scott, who's still on tour currently, and who is the father of Kylie Jenner's young daughter, Stormy. They're clearly a unit, as it's been told over and over again, but he did a really great show. The halftime show was really cool. It was a great collaboration. People have mixed feelings because a lot of different artists decided to pull out, not participating in the halftime show because of, you know, Kaepernick and his willingness to kneel and all the kickback that he got from the NFL and how now they're trying to do damage control and really show some respect to African American contributions and culture and the relevance that they hold in all aspects of American society. as a true staple and, you know, point of reference. And it's the American way to acknowledge the true American spirit as it is present and lives on through all Americans. So some people say, had it not been for the Kaepernick thing, the people on the roster wouldn't have been there. Well, you know, we'll never know. That's a coin tossed in itself. But I will say this, for what it's worth, the Rams lost. They get to go at it again another year. And the Super Bowl, well, it's always known for its performers. So sink or swim, it's everybody's opportunity to win. And clearly the Patriots will continue with their dynasty. Not that they needed any more rings, but I'm saying they got some more. So welcome to the blog Music, Art, Culture, and let's get into more of these headlines. Keep listening. All right, so we're back. I'm Dominique for the blog Music, Art, Culture, and I have to tell you, I'm super excited why we've got a poll going on, and it has to do with the Grammys. So head over to at MACEF Public Arts. Again, that's at MACEF Public Arts, so you can participate in our poll. We want to know who you're excited to see perform at this year's Grammys. The cool thing is it's going to be hosted by Alicia Keys, who has won several Grammys, who is actually also one of the panelists on the Phenom show. I believe it's on one of the major local networks. I think it's The Voice. Yeah. Her and Adam Levine, yes, bosom buddies from that show. But she's definitely lucked up because, what, she's hosting the Grammys. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Nobody really knows what's going to happen until it's live. But our poll wants to know who you're most excited to see perform at this year's 2019 Grammys. So who is it? Is it her? Is it Cardi B? Is it Lady Gaga? There's been talk that there might even be a tribute for Elton John, who is on his final tour. Yes, he's getting up there in age, but it hasn't stopped him from making music and creating what we all love and know. He's got decades of great music, and he was recently on concert on site in LA. In Inglewood and Los Angeles, downtown at the, I believe it was Staples Center, and also at the Forum. So definitely, I believe there's still time for people to get their tickets nationwide. I don't know what he's doing overseas, but it's been a really awesome opportunity for locals to get to see him up close and personal on his last stretch of live touring. Because you never know, maybe he chooses to drop a holiday album here and there, but because he's getting up there in age, I'm sure he wants to focus more on his family and maybe other things. And so, yes, he's finishing up his leg of traveling. Oh, the hits can go on and on. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Yes, I guess that's why they call it the blues. Oh, Your Song. List goes on and on. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King. Elton John has a lot of great hits, so I don't want to try and recite them all because the list can go on and on and on and on and on. But we want to know from our poll how you feel about these performances that we're going to see Sunday, this Sunday. Yes, because first it was the Super Bowl, then always after the Super Bowl, we follow with the Grammys. So who are you most excited to see? Head over to our Twitter page at MACEF Public Art so you can participate in our poll and let us know over the next couple of days who you are excited to see performing. That's right. We'll let you know how that turns out next week when we come back, but it'll be a lot of fun to get your responses. So, something to look forward to. On that note, you can also follow me on Twitter at Dominique LaRue, DominiqueLaRuex. I look happy to connect. I look happy. I guess I do look happy, but I look forward to connecting with you all as well, as I always do. I love these surveys, these interactions that we have, because the polls just make it so much more fun, gives us more to talk about, and it gets the opportunity to really just speak for itself and to let me know how you all are feeling. So make sure you check that out. Yes. And support the blog Music Art Culture by subscribing for free. You can find us on Spotify. You can also find us on Google Podcasts. We're also on Apple Podcasts and several other platforms as well. Head over to our website. Our website is anchor.fm/musicartculture. Again, that's anchor.fm/musicartculture. Always a good time on this show. I hope you all have got yourselves ready, got your phones up, got your computers up, because I want you all to head over to our Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts and participate in our poll. Well, what else are we going to talk about? We've got plenty to talk about. Stay tuned. That was the Grammys, and we've got a few more details coming up. Oh, yes, we've got to talk about Station Head. We're going to do something special coming up on Station Head. And what is Station Head? Well, it's an opportunity for you to listen to the songs that you love, that I have curated for your ears, and that you are going to want to hear over and over and over and over again. I'm talking about back-to-back interaction. So head over to Station Head. How do you do that? Go into the App Store, download it for free, and search Dominique LaRue. I'm going to put something special together this weekend in honor of the Grammys. I think I'm going to do a tribute to Grammys. Global and Grammy nominated artists. Or I might just dedicate it to jazz, I don't know. But I'm feeling the global and Grammy nominated artists just because we're in that time, that season. And there's so much great music out there. And a lot of these artists are performing. So hey, I might as well curate something for you to want to really get out there and see some of these artists that we hear on a day-to-day. Or maybe we haven't really heard, but we want some exposure to. So check that out, Station Head. Download the app for free. Go into the App Store, search Station Head, and search Dominique LaRue. I know that you're ready to hear this music. And I'm so excited to curate it for you. So keep listening to the blog Music Art Culture, and we'll talk some more news in a minute. All right, so we're back for the blog Music Art Culture. I'm your host again, Dominique LaRue, and I want to talk a little bit about relationship building and entrepreneurship. Now, we are definitely in an age where we can do so much on our phones, right? I do want to clarify, this is an opinion piece, so I don't want you to think that what I'm saying is anyone's words other than my own, but I do think it's valuable because these are things that I encounter as an entrepreneur that I think other people need to at least come to the table and be willing to have a dialogue with. Now, when it comes to relationship building and being an entrepreneur, where you have these goals and these projects and these ideas that can possibly generate money for yourself and or other people, I have to stress the importance of collaborating with other influencers. And I find that in a certain age demographic, or maybe in areas or studies, industries where things are very competitive, I'll give you an easy example. Technology, right? Developers, idealists, intellectual properties, things like that, where you think, okay, this is such a great idea. Maybe if I just get it all the way lawyered down and all the patents for it, and I just keep it locked in a box that no one can ever get close to my idea, and that the only person who can actually launch the idea is me. And, you know, word to the wise, I will say that there have been a lot of great inventors throughout all societies who have had really awesome, great, extravagant, and sometimes epic ideas that have changed the course of the way we live our day-to-day lives. And there have been some on that same spectrum to where they've never gotten off the ground. But where I'm going with this is that I think we all need to find a way to connect with people outside of our everyday norm. Whether they're in the same industry or not, the goal should be to cultivate other ideas other than our own. We should be willing to have conversations with people that might give us a differing opinion or shed some light on ideas that align with the trajectory of where we've already believed we need to go. And I find that sometimes that can be intimidating in a world where we are very economic driven and we find the need to get the credit for everything. But I will say this, there is power in numbers, there is power in persuasion, and definitely if you have an idea as a young business person, a more mature business person, an entrepreneur, where you've tapped into a market that has allowed you to have a voice and be consistent in being present among your group of people, consumers, whoever that might be, even if they're just supporters, because everything doesn't boil down to economics. Some people have passion projects that they just like to get the word out and have people reciprocate towards. Then we do need to understand that we need each other as a larger based community. So I really want to talk to that voice that kind of, you know, likes to kick up dust and say, hey, let's just go rogue. You know, we don't need anyone. We can do it all on our own. I find that there are a lot of young people out there who are adopting this idea that there's no need to collaborate, or we only need to collaborate with people within our inner circle or who resemble the ideas or support what we feel as valuable. But I do want to stress that it's really important that we look outside of ourselves, that we stretch outside of our comfort zones, and that we acknowledge in a mature state, because, you know, most people who know a little something in life have reached, I think, this epiphany where they know whether someone agrees or disagrees or maybe doesn't even care, their perspective is still valuable, and it could potentially be the thing that really propels them to the next level in whatever they're trying to do. And it could be someone from a totally different background, someone from a totally different career path that helps you align your thoughts in a way that changes the game and really gives you more launching power to see yourself in a more favorable light, not just as an idealist, not just as a producer, not just as a person who is able to manufacture, but an individual who is valuable because they're able to see things from another perspective. And really, that's the thing that moves all business forward, being able to see things from a different perspective. So if you have a friend or a family member that hasn't necessarily gave you the big hurrah huzzah or made the longest pledge of, you know, allegiance to you over your latest venture, it's okay, and don't hold that against them. What you should do is figure out why they feel the way that they feel and be okay with it and move forward, because that's what it's all about. It's all about bringing in the new and sustaining yourself in a way that allows growth. And you can't grow if you choose to abandon the soil, right? I mean, think about it. If the seeds that are planted always complain about the soil, well, the seeds will never break out and harvest their crops. So as people, we have to think the same way. What are we harvesting? What are we trying to accomplish? And how can we accomplish that if we're not willing to get out of our own way, right? I mean, think about it. If the seed complained about the soil, would there ever be a harvest? Or does the seed allow itself to be planted in the soil and it says, hey, sink or swim, you lose, you win, but we've got to stay rooted, right? And then what happens? Well, we find out in a few seasons, right? That's how it goes. 101 on farming, I don't know. I've never grown anything except for a few flowers here and there, but that's kind of the basis of it. You reap what you sow. Really basic. So something to think about from the entrepreneurial mind. And that goes for creatives as well. If you have a creative mind, whatever your field is, if you're a researcher, whatever your expertise is, that's kind of universal across the board. Even if you're in corporate America and you hate working with group projects, yes, that applies to you too, students included, and households of any size. We all have to collaborate with one another. So it's not the most glamorous perspective at times, but it's definitely necessary. And if you can apply some basic principles to being able to understand that everyone is not going to see things your way, well, you'll survive and you'll adjust. And I think you'll be even better than you were before. So a little Monday advice when it comes to entrepreneurship and relationships. And I hope you're enjoying the talk so far. It is wonderful to connect on this level. The blog Music Art Culture is all about realizing our full potential, not just as individuals, not just as a national society, but also as a global force that contributes in various ways. More ways than one, we are valuable to one another. And that's what this program is about. So in previous times, as I've mentioned before, we've had various guests from different types of professions come on the show, and we'll continue to have different guests come on the show and give their perspectives on the things that have shaped their life, the things that they've experienced in culture, the things that have inspired them to do more. And we want to also reflect on who they are as people as well, so we can get a full picture of the individual experience and use that to build on who we are as individuals as we embark upon our journey and how we can contribute to make society greater as a whole. And on laid back days like this, where it's just you and I talking, well, you know, I'm your girl and we always have fun, okay? We always have fun. So, of course, Music Art Culture is what we talk about from all perspectives, including, I kind of stay away from the tabloid news, but real news is always valuable, and I love to know what you think and how you feel about some of the things that are going on. So, of course, what we are thinkers, and it's always great to hear from you and know that you're listening, because that lets me know that you're thinking out loud too. So stay tuned to the blog Music Art Culture. We'll be on a short break, but we'll be right back. Make sure you search the blog Music Art Culture on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. You can also find us on Google Podcasts as well. As always, it is a lot of fun. And I mentioned Station Head. That's going to be later on in the week. If you choose to download that free app, head over to Station Head and search my name, Dominique LaRue. Thursday, we will do a special show for global musicians and Grammy-nominated artists. It's going to be a lot of fun. All the hits that you might know that you will love. And we'll definitely put a tap in your foot and a tune in your heart. So get ready for that. I'll be curating that vibe in honor of the Grammys coming up. I am so stoked. You have no idea. I'm such a huge fan at Alicia Keys. Head over to our Twitter for the blog Music Art Culture, which is at MACEF Public Arts. So you can participate in our music poll. Can't stress that enough, because I want to know who you're excited to see perform. We've got Shawn Mendes, we've got Cardi B, we've got her, we've got Post Malone with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Who do you want to see perform? Well, they're going to be performing this Sunday. So head over and vote, and we'll be right back. All right, we're back from the break. If you haven't heard or don't recall, well, let me remind you again, Flipboard is the perfect place to get all of your news on a day-to-day basis from all the major publications telling all the major stories that you want to know and hear about. And once more, I must say that they are our sponsor for the show. They are wonderful partners, and we are super excited to share this story from the Arkansas Times, believe it or not. Yes, the Arkansas Times is affiliated with the state of Arkansas, and under the Arkansas blog, they do have a wonderful article, okay? And it rates all of the states as far as their public schooling. So let's get into it. What are we talking about? We're talking about an article from the Arkansas blog where Arkansas gets an F from Public School Advocacy Group. Now, this advocacy group was started essentially by, or should I say founded. It was a network founded by Diane Ravitch, a career educator who was once part of the reform movement, but who has come to see it as a danger to public education. Now, I do apologize in advance if I butchered her last name. You can look that up yourself. It is spelled last name only, Ravitch, first name Diane, and she founded this network. And basically, she is no longer a part of the reform movement. The largest concern that the article does draw up is that it will create an issue because of the way that these privatized schools are able to soak up public state funds in a way that creates two different school systems. And people are very concerned about it, and rightfully so. They don't want to move towards any reestablishment of a dual school system. In my mind, when I hear dual school system, I think separate but equal, meaning, well, we do things on this side this way, they do things on that side that way, but we're the same. And that's a very dangerous way to view education when it comes to the betterment of the public. So the article was actually really good. As I mentioned before, it did grade all of the states. And I can tell you now, it's not fair to say that Arkansas received an F. It's actually more accurate to cite the article stating that Arkansas, along with 16 other states, received an F as well. I can tell you right now, I'm looking at what they gave California, and we have a D+. We're right up there with the District of Columbia, who has a solid D. Alabama has a D+. Let's see, Iowa, D+. Maine, D+. Rhode Island, solid D. Tennessee has a D as well. There weren't many A's on this list. Let's just start on the positive side. Let's go with the A's. There was Kentucky, Nebraska, Kentucky, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, well, at least they're twinning, and we've got West Virginia. Those were our A's. As far as the B's, Montana got a B, Vermont got a B, Washington State, B+, Wyoming, B+. So we've got some positive things, and to be fair, Montana, that wasn't a B, that was a B+. So B as in boy, people, yes. It's a very interesting article. I'm going to post it up on our social media for you to check it out as well. The Network for Public Education is the organization that supports traditional public schooling and has taken issue with the way that funds are being distributed and the attention that privatized schools are getting. And so they have issued a state-by-state evaluation. And it's based on the extent to which they support public schools or, by lack of accountability, favor privatized school choice in the form of vouchers, scholarship programs, charter schools, things of that nature. I think that this article touches on a sensitive subject nationwide and internationally when it comes to providing public education. And if we really look back in history, a lot of it used to be based on apprenticeships, where you would study under someone who was really well knowledgeable in a certain area, in a particular area, and you would work directly under them or with their team, and you would add to that industry their body of work, their ideas. You would conduct research, experiments. These people were paid. And they didn't live the average life as maybe some people who were sharecroppers or maybe worked a little bit of their land that they owned. It was very different. And I think people, it's great to know that there are entities out there that are keeping an eye on this and they are showing active concern. Now, the article does hint on the fact that there are issues within the existing public school system. We all know that from state to state, people have issues with accountability when it comes to teachers and students. Parent participation is a concern for a lot. There are issues as far as educating in the primary language, getting people to adopt a new language if English is not their primary language. And there are, you know, it's a very, very dynamic situation when it comes to public education. However, I think and believe that there are good people out there, teachers, educators, lawmakers, who are aware of what the problems are and are actively wanting to dig in and say, what do we need to change? Who can help us make those changes? What do we need to enforce? What do we need to remove from the table? Do we need to reset the tone in the room? There are people who are actively trying to figure out what that new relatability needs to become so that way the education levels can rise to a higher competency rate. We want to make sure basically what I'm saying is people can read and write at more than a sixth grade level. We want to make sure that our young people are going to college, they're finishing their four-year degrees, they're finishing master's degrees, they're achieving their PhD degrees, they are making these things happen, that they can remain independent and successful in this life outside of the degree that they receive, and that they can basically contribute in whatever area that they choose to work in because they have the skills, they have the knowledge, they have the training that makes them a standout, someone that, you know, can get the job done. And I think what this network is doing is great. And like I said, it definitely wants to make sure that what doesn't continue to happen is that people that back these private schools no longer are able to divert state tax money to a fund for public, they don't want people who back the private schools to divert state money to a fund for private school vouchers, okay? Oh, we like the private school system, so we're going to take public money and put it all into the private sector for schooling. That's what they don't want. What they want to do is absorb the charter schools into public school systems and require them to have public governance. So, like I said, it's a dynamic conversation, but what do you think on your local level? How do you view the education in your state for those young people that maybe you represent or are in your house? Do you have kids? I don't know. I don't have kids yet, but I can tell you one thing. My teachers made a difference in my life because they let me know when I wasn't doing my work. They let me know, hey, you know what? This paper is crap. Why is this paper crap? Because what is this? First off, let's look at grammar. What are you spelling? What are you not spelling? Did you use a comma? Did you use a colon? What's happening? Is this a run-on sentence? Did you just get tired of writing a paper and so you made, you know, 5 points all in two sentences instead of stretching it out into at least two paragraphs? How did you conduct your thoughts? How did you project them on this page? Are you meeting all of the bullet points? These are things that I think these kids aren't being met with in the classroom. If I'm sitting down in the classroom and I'm more engaged with what just happened 20 to 15 minutes ago on break, way before or maybe after we just had an hour lunch, well, then I do think it is the teacher's job to make sure that these kids maintain their focus. So, yeah, you got to change up the engagement tactics a bit. Maybe you can't read from the book for a whole hour or 45 minutes. Maybe you need to do some interactive studies. Maybe you make it mandatory that they read the chapters, yes, but in class, you break them into smaller groups. You give them maybe 15 to 20 minute read segments, and they have to collectively collaborate on different points that you require them to address to make sure that they're using their brains and they're using the critical thinking that it takes to survive and become an individual in society that creates and is able to give compelling statements that move and inspire the people around them forward. That's what education is all about, getting outside of ourselves, being exposed to the things that we don't know, to the things that bring us outside of our comfort zone. And we add to that. We don't discredit necessarily, but we dig deep. We look for the truth. We look for the facts. We look for the things that are universal across the board, and we make sense and build on those things. And that's how we improve as a society. Now, do I have all the answers? No. Am I an educator? No. I'm not a teacher, but I did great things when I was in school, and I'm sure the rest of us who feel the same way and were able to make the dean's list and who are able to get the degrees and who are able to work on high levels of accomplishment and in places where they were found a little less common, meaning you were able to achieve something great. You were clearly able to do that because of the things and the people you were exposed to. And we can't overlook our educators. We can't overlook these kids. They do need support in the classroom. Okay. And they need our support once they figure out a solution that deserves a real chance. But I think this article is great. Like I said, I'm going to post it up on our Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts. I'll post it up on my Twitter page as well at Dominique LaRue. And I hope that you enjoy this article and take a look at the grades given by this advocacy group for all of the states. This was very interesting. Very, very interesting. And I think good to hear. And FYI, if you were wondering how Hawaii did, the wonderful beaches of Waikiki, well, they were given a C+. And we can't forget about Alaska. Alaska, well, they were just at a C. So I think across the board, the US of A, we've got some work to do. And that's not to say that there aren't a lot of great teachers and great kids doing great things already, but we just want to increase the average, like I said, across the board to make sure that we're all on the same page, that these kids are given a fair chance, that the people that are in charge of the budgets are putting the money in the right places, and that these privatized institutions that are doing good work, some of them are really doing good work when it comes to schooling these kids, they can take those formulas based on what works and put them in the public schools, because we need all these kids to win and not just a few. So I hope you've enjoyed that piece for the blog Music Art Culture on education. And yes, well, we've got a few more announcements just to wrap it up. It's been groovy. It's been fun. I just said groovy and I'm not even old. Oh my gosh. I think that was like my major cornball moment just now. Dominique LaRue said groovy. What the what? Wow. I think I lost major cool points, but I cleared my throat and got them right back. Okay. Oh, the blog Music Art Culture. Yes, we are live and in effect. Check out the podcast. You can always subscribe. I want you to do that. Don't just listen. Subscribe. Like, share, tweet, follow, and tell your friends. And guess what? Why should you do it? Well, because you're getting great conversation for free. Every week, talking about the things you and I care about. And I know they're going to care about it too. So send them over to the blog, Music Art Culture, so they can join the conversation. Hashtag join the conversation and search the blog, Music Art Culture, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google Podcasts. So you can join the conversation on whichever platform you choose, because we are available. Keep listening. All right. I want to thank you all for listening to another episode of the blog Music Art Culture. We have been moving along and we are finally in the wonderful month of February, which is also known as African American History Month. This is awesome. We'll be posting more fun facts and credits about people and historic happenings that maybe you were or have not been aware of, but we definitely want to show our support and be an active participant in our American narrative story. Yes, lots of players across the board that have contributed to the story of America, and we will celebrate the African Americans who have done so in the month of February. So that will be very exciting as well. And guess what? As I've said throughout the program, yes, we've talked about a lot, actually. We've covered the Super Bowl recap. We've talked music as far as the Grammy Awards on CBS being hosted by Alicia Keys. This upcoming Sunday, that is happening in real time, live. All the majors, people are going to be winning that you haven't even heard of. And the clothes will be freaking amazing. The wardrobes, what people say, what they shouldn't have said. I'm for it all. I'm such a fan. It's going to be awesome. We talked a little business as far as the spirit of the entrepreneur when it comes to relationships and keeping an open mind about ideas and people who have them. Yes, we did talk about that. And also, we closed out with an article on education from the Arkansas blog. What did they talk about? Remember? You know the deal. They rated all of the schools in the U.S. So when I post that, I want you to see where your state was located on that long list. And I want you to collaborate with me on some ideas on how we can make education better. We don't have all the answers, but we definitely have some ideas, right? So I'm going to be sure to post that on my Twitter and Instagram at Dominique LaRue. And make sure you follow, tweet, like, share also on the blog Music Art Culture for Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. It's always a pleasure to rock with you guys on a Monday. I'm so excited. It's not even... It can't be over. It can't be over. It's always a great time. And like I said, again, make sure you download Station Head. Yes, the Station Head app. Get into the app store, download Station Head, and make sure you tune in on Thursday where we're going to do the... what is it? Global Artists and Grammy Nominees Curated Playlist Edition. It's going to be so much fun. I'm super excited to share some of the songs that I know and love and maybe some new songs that you haven't even heard of yet. I can tell you what, I'll at least try and grab a few that I haven't even heard yet. Because truthfully speaking, you can't possibly know everyone who's been nominated for a Grammy, at least this year, unless you've been listening to everything. So I've got to do some work and start listening to everything because I can't miss it. It's music's biggest night on CBS. So tune in, be there. You don't have a choice, okay? You know you're a fan. Pick and choose your artists at will. I don't know if they'll be there or not, but you know, Alicia's hosting, so I am going to watch that. Oh yes, she's talented. She's won several Grammys. She's a singer, songwriter, producer, show host, an author. She's actually written children's books, believe it or not. She's married to Mr. Dean Kasim. Dean. Who is he? Well, he's also a music producer. He does a lot of great work with the Art Basel, and he was a graduate of the, Harvard Business School. Yes. So I am just super excited to see what's going to go on that stage. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of timeless collaborations, and I want you to tune in because we're going to talk about it next week. Until next time. You're listening to the blog Music Art Culture. I'm your host, Dominique LaRue. Be well, stay tuned, and subscribe to the blog Music Art Culture by searching the blog Music Art Culture on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. Head over to anchor.fm/musicartculture to find your listening preference. Look forward to hearing from you. And
keep listening. Bye-bye.